And here he is, Marco Giordani, CEO of ProSiebenSat.1, is my guest today. A very warm welcome.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Mr. Giordani, before we talk about the strategy, your strategy, I'd like to start with MFE's takeover. There were major reservations about this step. Even the German and Bavarian government issued concerns about this acquisition. Many of these concerns are linked to the name of MFE's owner, Berlusconi. Many people associate this name with using media for political purposes, specifically for right-wing politics. Now, can you rule out that this could also happen at ProSiebenSat.1?
No, I mean, first of all, I have to say that I've been working for the Berlusconi family since 2000, before I have other, let's say, experience. And I have to tell you that the family, it's really separating everything. Business is business, and politician and politics has been different. So I can tell you that in the 25 years in which I was working for MFE, I never saw politics entering in business, no kind of indication. The company was free to act in the best interest of the company, the employees, and the shareholders. And so for us, that we are used to work in the Berlusconi, let's say, holdings and companies, I mean, all is talking about that story has always been very false. But in substance, Pier Silvio Berlusconi, the CEO of MFE, went to meet the German politician, both the Bavarian and the central politician in Berlin. And I believe that after having met him, probably the sensation has been different. We are very, very corporate-oriented. In MFE, and we are also operating in Spain, so also in Spain, content, it's very, very independent. In Spain, for instance, we have Spanish people taking care about Spanish content. In Italy, clearly, we have Italian people. We will have German, and we are having German people taking care about German content. And clearly, we have Austrian manager taking care about Austria. So, I mean, I can understand that reading the newspaper, you can feel that. Mm-hmm. But in reality, that's not true.
Okay, I've prepared many questions, so I'd ask you to have a bit shorten your answers.
Okay.
Now, the MFE holds stakes in many media companies across Europe. When it entered the German market, TV was not a fast-growing business anymore. Now, can you explain what is Pier Silvio Berlusconi's overarching goal?
I mean, we are clearly in a sector where big US giants are dominating. And while in Europe we are still very local, all nation or country as a local player. We don't think that that can go on. We need size. Many of the future will rely on AI and technology where size matter. Mm-hmm. So Pier Silvio Berlusconi decided in 2019 to start a sort of European journey, and Germany, Austria and Switzerland, it's part of this journey.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for the Austrian channels, like ProSphere, RTV, ProSphere and so
on? In terms of content, I think nothing will change. Or I think that will change in the sense that if local players are not really joining forces, they will probably face revenue decline and so lower investment in content. We at MFE and also at ProSieben, we think that joining forces at European level on tech, data, advertising, sales, we can free up money to invest in content. So our hopes is to increase the quality and the investment in content and get synergies out of everything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the future of television, what we face right now is that especially young people's television consumption is declining. In Austria, only 10% of those under the age of 30 still watch TV during the prime time. Has television had its days?
I mean, we cannot really influence what the viewer and the user are doing. We know where the world is going. We have the challenge to serve all the viewers and the user. So content will stay crucial at the top of our mind. Then it will be up to us to version all the content in the way the people will like to watch it. I can tell you that young are in any case informed, are entertained in a different way than their parents. And it's a little bit up to us to provide them what they want. Mm-hmm. So I think that is not that we are serving one customer base and we are not serving another one. We are trying to serve all the viewer and the user.
Mm-hmm. Now, cooperation is one major focus in the concept of the newly elected ORF Director General Clemens Pick. What should cooperation between public service and private broadcasters look like?
It's a very important topic because I think that in Europe, the risk we are really incurring in is the fact that US platform will start to monopolize a little bit our, information and entertainment. So I think we need to join forces at all level in Europe and create a sort of united entity through cooperation, acquisition, consolidation that can help in sustain a European identity. Mm-hmm. Without that, the risk is a little bit very high.
Mm-hmm. Now, you already mentioned these competitors. They are competitors in both advertising revenue and also the attention. These tech giants and their platforms like YouTube, Instagram and TikTok. And for a long time, ProSiebenSat.1 pursued a strategy of offering an alternative via the streaming platform Joyn. But now you also want your content to be present on these platforms. Joyn is no longer at the center of the strategy. Why?
We think at MFE and also at ProSieben that the strength of our groups are content. Local content for local people. That's where we can defend ourselves from the big giant. While if we have to fight for technology data, they are larger than us and probably we will not prevail. So we would love to compete with Netflix and Amazon, but frankly, I don't think that in Europe there is anybody that can do it. Mm-hmm. Our big competitive advantage will be content, local tasted content, while all the platform, linear, non-linear, will be just distribution channel. So it's a little bit up to us to use the platform in the best way, but content will make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that you can bring users, viewers back from TikTok to ProSieben via this strategy?
Yes, clearly yes. It depends on the quality of our content. If we are good in producing content, people will come to us. If we are bad in, or we are not investing in content, then the answer is no. That's the reason for which, content is our main focus. Mm-hmm.
But that also means being present on these platforms, that, for instance, TikTok and Google are making money out of your content. Are you comfortable with that?
I'm not comfortable, but, I have to accept the fact that they are there, and I will try to exploit their presence to take the people on our platform. In the sense that the easiest way is just to use them as a promotion tool, an engaging tool, a branding promotion, vehicle. I'm not saying that the full experience of our content will be there, because that will be a little bit negative. But, the way in which we can use the social is just to promote our brands and our content and to take the people on our platforms.
Mm-hmm. Now, regarding these platforms, there are many pending demands directed at policymakers. Platforms should be held accountable for their content, or also social media bans for young people. Is European politics too weak in this regard? Is it too afraid of Donald Trump?
No, that's a very, very complicated, question. Let me say first that I believe that technology and market is really going at a very fast speed. So I can understand that politicians have difficulties in keeping the pace. Typically the regulatory part is coming too late to solve issue. So in my thinking, politicians should look at very high, ideals to defend and then leave the market to act. So, for instance, the minor protection, fair enough. But, then discussing whether it is 14, 15 or 16, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to... I will not waste time in that. Or, for instance, taxation and employment, it's another issue I think they should look at. But, generally speaking, it's a big issue. Mm-hmm. Solutions are not easy. And wasting time is not of help.
Okay. If you could wish for one policy change, what would it be?
Let me answer as a citizen, as a European citizen rather than a manager. I think that we have value to protect. It is cultural identity and also the possibility to be free in expressing our ideas. That's the first, that should be protected. And the second one is employment, because this new trend in media is taking away from Europe employment and know-how, and that's something that will be lost forever. So the main objective, in my opinion, should be these two.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the program. At the moment, the biggest driver of audience reach in TV is the Football World Cup. Don't mention anything about it.
No, it's a good day to talk about football match, no? So, I mean, the right day to be here.
Now, you recently secured the handball rights for matches of the German national team, and in Austria, Puls 4 has secured the rights to broadcast the Champions League final for the next four seasons. Now, should sports generally play a bigger role? Will ProSieben invest in more football rights or even try to get the NFL back?
Ideally, yes. It's always a question of price, if you want. I have to tell you that, again, the big US, let's say, platform will become, in my opinion, more and more buyer of that rights. The next, Bundesliga rights probably, again, will be a fight between big fish, or big US fish, if you want. So we will be very opportunistic. We will try to get as much as possible sports for our viewers, trying to be smart in getting the sport at the right price, because clearly we cannot really support big spending, because the advertising market and the macros, you know, is not really running well.
But where would you make cuts in the program to finance more sport rights?
We are not thinking about, let's say, cutting the investment, as I said, in content. We would try to save money everywhere else. Okay. We think that there is space, thanks to technology, to save money around the content. Theoretically, content will be the last investment to touch. Mm-hmm. So currently, we are not thinking about that.
Okay. Now, what role does news content play in your strategy?
A big role, in the sense that news gives not only a public value service that we think we have to provide, and that's, if you want, a sort of ideological, let's say, position point. But I think it's very important, the news are very important to engage the people, to make them loyal and to make them coming back to our, distribution channel. I have also to say that news has to change. Clearly, AI will, in my opinion, impact our news more than other content. And so we need to change a little bit the way in which we are commenting, interpreting, and also, explaining the news to the people rather than just, telling them.
In which way do you think that AI will change the news?
I mean, I believe that, unfortunately, I would say, but AI will grant to the platform, to the social, a large, part of the hard news. So, I mean, clearly they can reproduce, replicate, and also produce content in a very automatic and fast way, so that the news of something that happened in the Far East or in the Middle East will come to the social much faster than what we can do with our production, capability. But our role is to interpret facts, it's to convey messages, is to explain what is happening. That's a role that AI cannot do, that any platform cannot do. We should be the most reliable, intermediator from facts to viewer. Mm-hmm. That's our role. If you want, in the past was a little bit different and easier, if you want, but now we have role in that respect. It's a public value role, and it's also a very important role, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about AI, how is it being used at ProSieben, not only in producing news, but in the company on a whole, and where does it make sense to rely on AI, and where do you see the limits of its application?
I mean, first of all, I would like to say that we have decided to not produce content with AI. So human will go on in producing content at ProSieben, and I can tell you also at MFE level. That's, if you want, it's a pre-definition, so before everything else. AI can help in saving money, in processes and what is around the content. We think that we can produce content in a cheaper way, and so we can produce more with the same money using AI, for instance, for post-production or these kinds of activity. And again, AI can help us in simplifying the structure of the group, around content. Mm-hmm. That's where we will use AI as much as possible. But as I told you, human will go on in producing content at ProSieben and also in Austria and also at the MFE level.
Now, we've already talked about the difficult economic situations of media right now. Many media companies are affected by job cuts, and also in the recent years, hundreds of jobs have been cut at ProSiebenSat.1 in Germany and Austria. Will there be further restructuring and layoffs this year?
I mean, first of all, the answer is no, because, I mean, we have no current plan of doing it. But I have to tell you that change is the word we should have in mind every day. If we don't change, probably we will not survive. And change means also a little bit restructuring, thinking of what we are doing every day. And so some efficiency somewhere can happen, but not because we want to cut costs. I mean, you know, we are a company, we want to grow. We want to grow in revenue. Theoretically, I would prefer to do more things with the same people. Mm-hmm. They do less with less people. That's the concept. I have to say that with the revenue trends we are facing, it's hard, but our main objective will be to keep the people, the employment, the colleagues where it is and making them growing, because that's our value.
Okay. Now, finally, one last question, Mr. Giordani. What is your personal goal for your time as a CEO at ProSiebenSat.1? What headline would you like to read in a media magazine at the end of your career there?
No, I mean, that's. I mean, I'm clearly a manager. I'm acting for the shareholder, all the ProSieben shareholders. And I think that it's important to be focused on what we can do better. And we are a media company, and so media, it's at the center of our strategy. We will stay live if we are good in making media, and in making media means to provide content for our audience. So that's the way I see it. So to answer in a one word, back to media will be my title.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you to you. It was a pleasure.